Let me set the scene for you. Jim Folsom is governor. It's 1954. Politically, the state is surrounded with questions of how to circumvent the anticipated Brown versus Board of Education decision. The lawmakers wanted to keep schools segregated. What were you doing at this time, and how did you feel about the issue?
I was teaching school at the time in Etowah County, Alabama, in Gadsden City System. Schools were totally segregated. I don't remember that I was terribly upset about it because I had my own small children. I was a housewife and a teacher. I knew there was talk about it, but I remember living day to day in the same lifestyle and attitudes that I had been brought up in. I didn't see too much change at that particular time. Mm-hmm.
I noticed that reading they said a lot of the Southerners opposed the whole idea of segregation, not because they felt that this was some of them, not that because it was made the blacks inferior or the whites were superior. It was more that it would upset the tradition and mores of the Southern community.
I think that might be true.
Okay. The civil rights issue in the schools was A, brought up to children, B, brought up to faculty members in close quarters, or C, not talked about at all in school.
It was brought up among faculty members. We did not talk to children about it, not at the beginning. If it came up in the classroom, I didn't avoid the subject. I have never been a hot-headed racist. I was not brought up that way. We were never allowed to use the word nigger. And my family is Southern for generations back. But that part of me, there was something inbred in me that made me dislike the word segregation. Yes, I saw separate drinking facilities, separate everything. I accepted it as a way of life, as most Southerners did. But at that point, I don't remember being too upset about it, except that the whole issue I dreaded the upheaval that would result from some of the laws that would be made, not because I felt that black people were inferior. That never crossed my mind. But we're talking about the 1950s now. We're talking about pre-civil rights, because that came along in the, 60s?
Mm-hmm. Okay. During the desegregation, despite the numerous roadblocks, you felt that, I guess you answered that question, you saw, what kind of reactions did you see from, like, regular townspeople, like newspapers or periodicals that you would see? Was there anything that was indicative of hostility, or was it all kind of like they were passive about it, or?
As far as newspapers were concerned, articles did appear, and they were not hostile toward the idea. There were people raised in the South who did object in any form to integration when it began to come to the fore. And they did speak out, but now that's not what was in the paper. Mm-hmm.
And, go ahead. Okay, did you know any blacks at that time?
Yes, I knew some blacks personally. And I had a black woman that kept my children, because I started back to teaching when the older boy was 3 years old, and she kept him, and then she kept my other child, and they loved her, and she loved them. Mm-hmm. Because of the social situation, she knew I did not ask her to come in my back door. She was welcome to come in my front door. She sat at the table with us. We didn't put her food off in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. If I could leave my children with her, I certainly felt that she was equal to me. Mm-hmm. Her name was Ruth. I've forgotten her last name. She did go north when the issue, the segregation or integration issue came up. I did have a letter for her. I would give anything in the world to hear from her today. But we loved her very much.
Mm-hmm. She left?
She left the South. She had a daughter that lived in New York, and she went to where this daughter was. And she was a South Alabama Negro, and she did go north. To be with that daughter, and I don't know what happened to her. I wish I knew. And then I did have other, I had some white ladies and some black ladies that did work for me, but I always enjoyed them. But I guess they and I, because of the social attitudes at the time, I guess there were differences. They never called me by my name. They called me Mrs. instead of by my name. But I didn't think anything about it because school children called me that too.
Was that your willing or was that their willing? Like it just came up like that or?
Beg pardon?
Was it like you said, please call me Mrs. Norton or you're like, I'm
Hilda?
No,
they just did.
Okay.
They just did. I didn't ask them. I didn't tell them what to call me. They just called me Mrs. Norton.
So that would be kind of like in line with the social mores
yeah.
of that time. Okay. You said earlier that you didn't see a problem with the schools being integrated. You were more concerned with the social upheaval that it would create.
Yes,
is that right?
I was, because I knew that there were radicals in the South. And I knew that they were that they could be violent.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothered me. Because I worked with children all my life, and especially after the schools were integrated, there were little black children that I learned to love the same as I did the white.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated to see them mistreated. And that did affect me. I cringed at the thought of a child being treated differently because his skin was black.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that sincerely. I'm not saying that because I think that's what I should say.
I heard you say it in class before.
I mean that.
Yeah. I'm going to skip around a little bit now because that was mainly about all the school things, and then I might come back to it. When the Birmingham bombings occurred, you were where when you found out about
I came
them?
Out of church. I know exactly. I remember that day very well. It was on a Sunday, and we came out of church around noon and turned on the radio in the car, and that bombing was announced. And I remember the terrible emotions that I felt at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it was, I remember that the way I remember where I was when President Kennedy was shot. It was one of those moments that is crystallized in my memory.
And that's because it was
the horror of it.
Uh-huh.
I believe there were four little girls
uh-huh.
that had just gone to church and to be killed and had their parents have the horror of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of repercussions.
And I remember I remember that very well.
How did you feel that as a whole whites felt about it? Besides yourself, like, of what you saw?
I think of whites, my friends, felt the same way I did.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm aware that in the South, there were those who would say, okay, they're just black folks. I suppose there were that. What about that man that they finally accused of doing the bombing? He must have been somebody that didn't think the way I do.
Mm-hmm. Or
feel. It couldn't have been done.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that people, my friends, my group of people, felt the same way I did. The things that they said, it's horrible. And that's the way we felt.
Did you know any blacks at that time that you talked to about it?
I don't recall that. I have no memory of discussing it, but I guess I discussed it with Ruth, the lady that kept my children. I'm sure I did. But I don't recall a conversation or anything like that, but I'm sure I talked to her.
Okay. Remember the famous George Wallace standing at the school door?
I very well do.
Okay. Were you teaching college then or not yet?
When was that date? That was in the...
June 1963.
No. That was 2 years before I started teaching at college.
Okay. And you had aspirations, I guess, then to teach at college at that point?
No, because I was asked to come here by the head of the English department, and that idea had never crossed my mind.
Okay.
But I remember being embarrassed about it and being ashamed, because I admire Governor Wallace to a point, but I felt that when he was doing things like that he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I never remember voting for him. And I didn't want him to do what he did. I thought it was a posturing, that it was not... He knew that integration was coming. Why shouldn't it? But I think he wanted to make a point. He had always declared that it should be, and I think he did it to make a point. And I guess he made it, but I was not proud of it.
Mm-hmm. How did the place where you were teaching react? Did you guys talk about it at all?
At that time, I would have been at either a junior high school or high school, because it was at that point that I went in from junior high school and changed from teaching math and science back into English, where I wanted to be anyway. And I don't remember talking about it. I just remember the papers and the pictures, and we all felt the same way, that why do that? Why make Alabama look any worse than it already does?
Mm-hmm. When were you teaching here when blacks first came to JSU, or were you teaching here?
I came here in 1965, and we already had black students.
Were they well received? Was it indifference? Was it not, overlooked because they didn't want any friction?
I don't remember anything being done or said. We just had black and white students.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember that there was any... The only thing that I remember from black students in that period, we were teaching Huckleberry Finn, and they had a protest march in front of Bibb Grace Hall about that book.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't have anything to do with the classroom. At least it didn't in my classroom. But I've never had any problems with black students or white. I have some that don't always behave as I wish they did, but I've never had any problems with that. I wouldn't still be here.
Mm-hmm.
I had some very bright black people in both races. I don't think you can put people in classes by their intellect.
Do you know the girl, Vanessa Cooley? She sits next to me.
Mm-hmm.
She had called me one night to talk about our paper that we had to do, because she was in my group.
Yes.
And she said, the first time I saw you in class, I thought you were a skinhead.
Well, and that's because you shaved your head.
Yeah. And I said, that's all right. I get that a lot, I guess. But, you have to talk to me or whatever. And then that I'm not. And she said, but then I saw that you were cool with both sides. That's exactly how she referred to it. And I said, in this day and age, 1995, you call it a side. And I just thought that was, I don't know, but that's straying off the subject, I'm sorry. But I just thought that was, I couldn't believe that somebody would still think of it as a side. I don't think it's like that. Were all places that you know of in Alabama divided on the race issue? Or were a lot of them unified? Or did anybody... Because
were all places divided? What do you mean?
Like, were all places, like, there was a bunch of people who wanted it, and there was a bunch of people who didn't want it, as far as desegregation or as far as black rights? I mean, was there...
I don't remember that. I don't remember any places being any different. I remember in Gadsden, Alabama, something that was a little fearful, a little bit scary to me. During that time when black people, when they were integrating lunch counters and that sort of thing, we'd always been able to go downtown. For example, we had a dime store called Kress, K-R-E-S-S,
mm-hmm.
and we had a lunch counter there. And the black people went in to that store and went to the counter to be served, and of course they were refused during the first times. And they did have some marches, and they did go into some stores and lie down on the floor as a protest against segregation. I remember that, and I remember Agricola Shopping Center, which is down at the foot of the mountain, Lookout Mountain in Gadsden, and I remember the stores down there at one time. All the stores were, the black people went in mass, and they all lay down on the floor, and you had to step over them if you went in. And I'm the kind of person that, I guess I'm a coward, but I just didn't go down to get in that, because I don't like controversy. I thought it was something that I wanted us to be integrated. I guess there would have been people who would have disagreed with me, but the whole idea of it was something I didn't like. And I just thought, well, I cannot control this, so I'm not going to put myself in that situation. But I do remember that. That was something that bothered me a little bit. The very idea of violence erupting from it was something that I did not want to face.
Yeah, I can't imagine the fact that I say the tables were turned and I was white and it was all black, and I wouldn't be able to go shop at a store, just to shop at a store, or sit down at the lunch counter to eat. It's just kind of like a